If you're experiencing a medical emergency, don't wait to be seen. Your local Neighbors Emergency Center has no wait time and is open 24 hours a day, including weekends and holidays. And we're in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and Cigna. There's nothing more important than your health. So don't wait. To find your nearest Neighbors, visit NEC24.com. That's NEC24.com.
You take pride in your work, and so do we. We're Northern Tool, and we have every tool you can imagine, and some you've only dreamt about. Plus, our service and product knowledge is legendary. Find your pride and joy at Northern Tool. Visit our store or buy online and pick it up curbside. Northern Tool and Equipment. Quality tools for serious work.
Our anniversary sale is on at Northern Tool and Equipment. Save hundreds on pressure washers, sprayers, trailers, lawn and garden equipment, power tools, and more. Shop in-store or northerntool.com.
Hello, and thank you once again for having the journey with me of Destiny Talk. And we're still going through our weekly prayers, our weekly getting to know God more, understanding how He answers, when He answers, understanding His voice and what He wants to do according to the situations that we have placed before Him this week. So I thank you for taking this journey with me so that we can conquer everything together and come out with some great results in the 2 days left. I know that I have had some great results since starting this prayer and being on this journey. So I thank God for that He is actually and really answering me during this time of prayer. And I'm so excited to find out even what's going to happen afterwards, because now I know how to intensify my prayers. I now know how to get before the Lord when I'm about to go into the lion's den, kind of feels like, in your life. And you know that when you get in there, you're going to come out. That's what God wants us to know, that we're going to come out of the den. You know, we're going to come out of the fiery furnace, but it's up to us in our prayer life. It's up to us in our meditation of who He is in our life as to how we come out. Father, we thank You right now. We give You praise, glory, and honor. We thank You, God, for the revelations and the encounters You've given us this week. We thank You, O Lord, because we know that we are more than conquerors through You. And Father, that we have favor and blessings that will always come our way as long as we abide in You and You in us. So Lord, we thank You right now, and we love You, honor You, and we give You praise right now. So as we're thinking about it this week, I hope that when you started your prayer time, even on today and even into tonight, that you just begin to talk to God about the things that's going on, you know. And you can sit down on your floor, you can sit in a chair, and then just have a conversation with Him. Whether you're crying, laughing, or whatever, how you talk to God, but just sitting down as if He was in the room with you and just talking to Him about everything that's going on. And the conversation would go like this, just as an example. You know, you're sitting in your room and you're just thinking about everything out loud. And you say, God, you know, the car payment is due and I'm trying to hustle to get the money for it. I need You to help me out because I don't know if I'm going to have it. I don't know what's going on because I had it, but then something else came up. And God, I couldn't make it. So I'm going to need Your help. So tonight I'm just going to pray, trust, and believe that You are going to make a way for me. And then you begin to pray, releasing the car payment over to God, releasing your fears over to God, and allowing Him to enter into the situation. And then you begin to listen to your music as you're worshiping. Keeping yourself calm, keeping yourself focused, keeping yourself thankful, because you know He's going to bring you out. And as you're calm, it allows you to hear what God wants to say to you. It allows you to hear how he wants you to take care of it. And some answers are going to come out different than others, because he may tell you, you know, I'm going to place favor over this situation and call them, and you can ask for an extension. And he may say, I have the money, go over to this certain place and get it. We don't really know what the answer is going to be, but we know that there will be an answer. We know that God will never leave us nor forsake us. But where we mess up, including myself, is we allow fear to come before we talk to God, or when the fear, that spirit of fear, has entered into us, we then want to have a conversation with God, but doubt began to enter in because fear has already taken a seat in the situation. So now we're going back and forth with God's answer and with fear's answer. And if we're not in God, then of course fear will win, because we're already afraid of what we're facing at that point. But if we catch it as soon as it happens, as soon as we hear about it, get a notice about it, and we take it straight to God, put the letter down on the floor and say, God, here, this is what's been presented to me, and I'm going to need you to help me with it, before fear even enters in. And all through the process, fear is going to try to come and make you afraid no matter what. That's what fear does. So it's doing its responsibilities, but then we as God's children have to do our own responsibilities, which is to trust him and acknowledge him in all the ways that we do and the things that we do. And he will give us direction on what we should be doing. So it's all about staying calm. It's all about staying focused. It's all about prayer. Everything we do consists with prayer. Everything is prayer and supplication. Everything. Even if you think you have the answer, everything is around prayer. So we just want to make sure that we pray today that everything that happens is through prayer. The answer is always going to come through prayer. So however God answers you, that's the answer. Now, you may not always like the answer, but pretty much that's the answer for what you need to do to begin to complete the process of what you're going through. Even with your healing, we have to pray for healing, saying to God, I believe that you are able. I believe that you are going to do it for me. As everyone that walked up to Jesus, you know, he said, your sins be forgiven. No faith have I seen as strong as this. You are healed. All of those things come from Christ, not from anywhere else. Or he'll use the doctors to heal, or he'll heal you himself. Just depends on relationship that we have and communication that we have with him. So we want to stay focused and stay calm and not allow fear to enter in, because that's where we begin to encounter other things. And we're not in control anymore at that point. We're not allowing God to be in control at that point. So we're looking at tonight just different scriptures, because what we want to do with this day is to go into it with prayers of situations that have happened in the Bible. If we take Esther and someone that wants to get married or someone that needs favor in their life, we would take Esther and we will begin to pray. You know, Lord, the favor that Esther received for her husband, or Lord, the favor that Esther received when she went before the king. You know, God, give me that same favor to complete the will of that you have for my life. And as we begin to pray the examples of someone else and the encounters that they had, we'll begin to see the results as well. I remember my son was taking a exam, the end of the year exam, and it was math he had to conquer, and he's like not very strong in that area. And I began to pray while he was in school, and I knew what time he was taking the test, and I began to pray that God would bless him and give him favor, and that the Holy Spirit would help him, and his angels, God's angels, would help him with the test, because he had to pass it in order to go to the next grade. And God blessed him, and he actually passed it, surprised all of us, because we knew this was very serious for him. So then a friend of ours, she was taking exams to go into school, and she had to pass it or she would have to go in another direction. So she said, if God did it for him and he's bad with math, surely he can help me, because I'm probably worse or right on the same line as your son with math. So we began to pray the day the test came. And sure enough, with that much faith to believe that if I can see and know that someone else is in my shoes or was in my shoes, got an answer of yes, then I'm going to rely on that, that God will do it for me as well. And it happened. She passed as well. So it depends on where your faith is and how you communicate with God. But there is an answer that God has for you. He has for you. And I remember I was going through something, and I was like, and it was someone over me that I needed to have favor with. And I began to pray. And, you know, it was like, God, the favor that Joseph had with the king or the Pharaoh, I need that same type of favor, because this person is over me and they're making a decision concerning me. So I need to be presented with favor in that area. And sure enough, you know, God began to give me that type of favor. So when we pray, and if we can find something in the Bible to grab hold of that, oh, it happened to someone else, so surely God will do it for me, because it's the word of God that you're holding on to. And that's how we get past a lot of things in our lives, is by holding on to the word of God and believing and quoting what he has already done or has already experienced in the Bible, that we don't shut down, but that we can see that God has done it. So these are some things that will help us to begin to hold on. Or even like when we have testimony service and people begin to say how God blessed them, and you may not hold on and say, I want to get blessed like her, because you don't know what they went through to get that blessing, but you still desire maybe that type of favor, or you still may desire that type of result, just not the process of it, because God will give you your own process to go through to get your results. So we want to hold on to the word of God. So when we look at John 9:5-11, it says, While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. After saying this, he spat on the ground, made some mud with saliva, and put it on the man's eye. And he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg? Some claimed that he was. Others said, no, he only looks like him. But he himself insisted, I am the man. How then were your eyes open? They asked. He replied, then the man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go wash, Siloam, and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see. So these are the things that God will do for us. And it'll be some of the oddest things that he may request us to do in order for our blessings to come. And that's why we cannot put God in a box when it comes to blessings or whatever he wants to do with destiny in our lives. Now, clearly he's not here to do that process, but he has other processes that he will direct us to do. He will direct us to take in our own walk in destiny with him. So as we do that, the blessing will come because of our obedience, because of our faith, and because of our knowledge and wisdom of who he is and what he wants to do in our life. So when we pray this day, we're going to take examples from the Bible that are really good and close to what we're going through. You know, when God exited Israel from Egypt and he allowed them to have to take taken things with them. You know, these are the things that we want to acquire, is when we leaving our Egypt, that we also take along with us the blessings that God has for us to take with us. You know, we need God to part the Red Sea in a situation in our life. We believe that he's able to do that impossible thing such as that. Lord, I need you, like you helped them go across the sea. I need to, that type of help as well in this situation that I'm dwelling in right now. And as we begin to pray like that, God will hear us because it's something he's already done. We have the faith to believe that he's going to do it by the example of what he's already done. And we have a strong sense that he's going to do it without doubting, because we are acknowledging him and we are using wisdom with him. So as this man began to see in his eyesight by the process that God had taken with him, his faith was increased. Everyone else who saw him was like, wow. So it's for the glory of God, the processes that we go through, the things that happen in our lives, because we are that living and walking testimony of who God is in us. It's not just about us being healed, just about us getting financial blessings, but it's for the glory of God. And there's a song that says, for your glory, I will do anything. Just to be in your presence, I will do anything. I will go through the process. I will die many deaths to get to you, O Lord, but I know it's all for your glory. So that's the way we have to think, and that's what we have to do. God was glorified through the healing of this man, and people could not believe that it was the same man that was just blind. So if you want your healing from God, you just begin to look at all these verses and stories of how he healed, how people overcame, how people weren't destroyed when destruction was there in their face. Because if you look at it and you see a whole sea in front of you with nowhere to go, half of them can't swim, they got little kids and the water is deep, what do? You just standing there looking at it, you got Pharaoh coming behind you, your fear is raging. What do you do in that situation? You know, and you can even put that on your own level. When your rent is due, the eviction is already cast, and you got a job and you got to pay the car payment, you got utilities to pay. What do you do? How do you get God to respond quickly when all that is going on? When the doctor gives you so much time to live and you're trying to figure out how this and how that, and God is just saying you have to trust. Relax and trust him. Relax and pray to him. Relax and talk to him. And he'll give you the answers that you need when you put everything you have into him and say, God, I don't have anything left to give. I don't have anything left that even could stand strong to experience what you're putting on me right now. If we begin to talk to God from our heart, because we have to understand he already knows what's in our heart anyway. So it's not like you can switch up your words verbally, but yet have the real reality in your heart. It's your heart that he goes by, not the words that you speak. And we have to understand that he's already hearing you. So go ahead and tell him what you feel like. God, I'm scared. God, I don't know if you can do it. God, if you don't do it, I'm going to be angry with you. God, if you don't do it, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Tell him how you feel and then allow him to heal that spot in you. Nevertheless, God, thy will be done. Nevertheless, God, if you do it or not, I'm still going to love you. I'm just expressing my feelings to you right now because I'm hurting, because I'm not in fear, but I am concerned, God. So I need you to come and answer. I need you to come and tell me something so that I can hold on to your unfailing love. I can hold on to the promises that you have given me, God. So I come to you and I talk to you today concerning my issue, and God will hear you. He will answer you. He's not going to let you do all the talking and he doesn't say anything. He's not going to let you do all the talking and he just look at you like he don't understand you. But he is going to answer you. He's going to answer you because he doesn't want you to fail. He doesn't want things taken away from you. That's not the God that we serve. Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will he put into your lap. For with the measure you see, it will be measured back to you. These are types of promises that God has for us. But for some reason, when fear and anger and discouragement hit us, we don't remember any of these scriptures. We don't remember them. It's like, that's not what he ever told us. But we have to believe and get to that place that when these things happen, that we immediately run to those verses. We immediately begin to read those verses. And if you don't know them, it's okay. Just go find them. They're in the Bible. If you put in anything, press down, shaking together, Google will let you know, okay, this is what you want to, you know, this is what you're looking for. So we have to stand strong on the word. We have to communicate with God the pain that we have. Job communicated with God. He was like, I know who this is. I know what's going on, but let me talk to you, God. Let me tell you how I'm feeling. Let me tell you why I don't understand all of this that you got me going through. Because God, Job immediately knew who. He just didn't know why. He knew the processes of God. He just didn't understand why. Why after all this, we got a relationship. We love each other. You understand me. I understand you. And then you allow this to happen to me. I don't understand why. So when we begin to go to Job and we read all the things he said as his why, it will give us calm. It will give us peace to know, oh, okay. So Job had the same type of conversation with God, but he still did it in integrity and he still did it in love to God, to where he didn't, you know, cause God to be angry at him or whatever, but he actually poured out his heart to God. And that's what we need to do that. Sit down and talk to God. Tell him, hey, God, we had a great worship time yesterday. Why? What? When? I'm scratching my head. I don't understand. And as you begin to go back into your worship, God will explain to you. He will tell you. Everything is for his glory and our building, to make us stronger, wiser, smarter, so that he may use us for destiny purpose. So whatever we're going through that is like really strong and pressing on us. See, the Hebrew boys and Daniel already had a relationship, already had a prayer life. They didn't have to try to find it soon as the situation became dim. They already had it with God. That's why they went in with confidence, knowing I'm coming back out of here. You know, they had that confidence, and that's what God wants us to have, is when we enter in, get that confidence. And it's a process. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be overnight. Only thing I can tell you is to be consistent and continual with it through the word of God. And no matter how many tears you cry because you are killing that flesh, cry the tears, but yet continue to grow. Cry the tears, but yet continue to trust who God is in your life. Because it's not about the tears. It's about being broken. It's not about the tears. It's painful. It's painful. And we sometimes think that when we cry, it just makes God say, okay, I'm going to listen. I'm not going to put that much on you. Okay, I'm going to take it away because you're crying and I don't want you to cry. No, it's a part of your being molded. It's a part of your being grafted into him, like him, the power of him. So no, he can't just, you know, like a parent has to pop their child on the hand when they do wrong. So after the next time, they know not to do it, or they're going to get popped on the hand. So God is like, I'm going to teach you this, and I'm going to let you know, but I'm going to have to pop you on the hand when you become in different directions or whatever, or you're doing too much or something. But God allows us to know what he's doing, and then he explains it and hugs us after it's done, and he tells us a good job because we passed. We grew in that process, and that's what we want him to tell us. You have just grown in the process of this pain. And we glorify him and we thank him and we give a testimony to others that God may be glorified. So before this week is out and these prayers are done, we want to make sure that we are actually communicating with God concerning the things that's happening in our life, and let him give us peace concerning those things. And we want to have favor when we need to have our favor over the situations in our life. So just continue to grow in God as these things begin to happen and as these things begin to take place in your life, that God already knew. He already knows what you're thinking, how you're feeling. So nothing is a surprise to him. Nothing is too hard for him. And he speaks to you accordingly during that time. So we need to find our place of rest during it, that we may come out as pure gold with God. So Father, we need you right now. We need to talk to you. We need to have favor from you and man. We need to continue to grow, to glorify your name in everything that we do, that we may learn how to not complain more than we praise, more than we worship. Lord, we need you right now to continue to teach us your will and your way and revealing our destiny to us. Oh God, we thank you right now. We will not give up and we will not give in, but that in everything we do, oh God, it will bless your name. And everything that we say, it will draw people closer to you, closer to wanting to know who you are in us and through us, O God, because we are that testimony to them. So, Lord, I rebuke fear. I rebuke depression. Anything that will take my attention from you right now, God, we rebuke it in Jesus' name. We will not fail this week. We will not be destroyed this week. And we will not be in lack this week. That everything we do, say, and ask, that we will get it abundantly and above what we could ask or think. And Lord, we just thank you right now because we know that you are handling it. You are taking care of us and you're making ways for us, oh God, as we grow in you, in your word, and with your spirit, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for letting us know that we can come boldly before your throne with honor and respect, but tell you exactly the things that are going on, exactly why we feel the way that we feel. And we thank you for being able to be in your presence like that, oh God. And Father, everything that's coming against us right now, our growth, our separation from negative thoughts and from darkness, oh God, we rebuke it in Jesus' name. Father, we take control through your word of who we are and who we will become in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you right now. We give you praise right now, oh God, that you are going to make a way out of no way, that you are going to heal us, even though they're saying we cannot be healed, oh God, that you are going to help us to prosper and be in good health, even though they're saying, oh God, that there's no money to be found because of the economy. God, we take over the territories where we live, and we rebuke any negative spirits that's trying to hover over that city, oh God, that's trying to hover over and destroy man in the name of Jesus. But Father, we rebuke it in Jesus' name. Father, we pray over our finances right now. For God, we know that you hold the finances, that you are the creator of the finances, God, so that we should not fear not having, God, because we know when we pray and we fast that you will supply all of our needs according to what you have, according to you, your riches and glory, O God. And we thank you because we can trust you. We can depend upon you. We can talk to you anytime we want. We can cry anytime we want in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you right now. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor because we know, O God, that you are going to come to our rescue, that you would never leave us nor forsake us, O God, but that everything you do is on time. Everything that you say is a word for right now. So we do praise you and thank you for that, God. So as we go into tomorrow, O God, or those that are already in it, we go in blessing your name. We go in praising who you are in our lives. We go with a new sense of love for you, a closeness to you, O God, as you continue to show us who we are and where you want us to be in Jesus' name. Father, we love you right now. We give you praise, glory, and honor, and we thank you for everything that you poured into us, O God. We thank you, O God, for the wisdom that you have given us. We thank you, O God, for talking us through the problems that we are having, all the issues and health that we are having. We thank you for talking to us. We thank you for encouraging us and being a true friend in Jesus' name. So, God, as we end tonight, we just want to thank you and praise you because tomorrow is going to be more exciting. Tomorrow is going to be more encounters with you. Tomorrow is going to be a blessing, a favor. It's going to be more of a blessing to us, God, as we hear and we obey, as we repent of any sins, O God, that we have committed, and we turn ourselves back to you for correction, O God, for mentorship and for love. God, we thank you right now for everything that you are going to do in this day. In Jesus' name, we thank you again for tuning in. We're excited about what tomorrow will bring for us, the testimonies that will come. We are so excited that God is going to definitely show you how he works and how he performs his miracles and his blessings in our life. So continue to pray using the word of God, using examples of how he already did it for someone else, whether it be eyesight, whether it be leprosy, brain dumb and can't talk, whatever it is, the issue of blood, he dealt with death, whatever you have that you know in the Bible relates to it, begin to read that story, study that story, pick out words that maybe, you know, you don't really know, go and look them up, find out what he said and what he did with that person, because he'll do the same thing, if even more, for you in order to receive your blessing, in order to receive what he has for you. So I'll talk with you again tomorrow in Jesus' name. Have a good night.
When you're sick, injured, or experiencing an urgent medical problem, the last thing you want to do is leave your home to find care. Now, thanks to Dispatch Health, you don't have to, because Dispatch Health brings the power of the hospital to the comfort of your home. That's right. Receive same-day, high-quality care from expertly trained medical professionals in the comfort and privacy of your home. Just call or click, and Dispatch Health comes to you, able to treat common to complex issues, including infections, flu, pneumonia, migraines, dehydration, UTIs, COPD, COVID-19, and much more. It's really that simple. Go to dispatchhealth.com to learn more. And now, Dispatch Health has advanced capabilities to deliver IV fluids and even take X-rays in the home. It's really that powerful. Plus, they're affordable and in-network with most health insurance plans, including Medicare and Medicare Advantage. So the next time you're sick or injured, stay home, stay safe, and let Dispatch Health come to you.